underscoring the need for more regulations. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what lawmakers pushing them say about the weekend train derailment in Springfield, Ohio.
Those cars were mostly empty, but I want to know if there are any contaminants sort of left in those mostly empty cars.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown on ABC's This Week backing a bipartisan bill with Ohio's Republican senator more than a month after the fiery derailment that did spill toxic chemicals and fumes in East Palestine.
These trains carrying hazardous material will come into Ohio and they don't have to notify the state that they're here. They don't have to notify local fire departments.
Senator Brown says he sponsored a bill that would require such advanced notice, increase the number of engineers on those trains, and make fines for violations more severe.
Fox's Gernal Scott in Greece, a station master has been charged with negligent homicide from last week's head-on train crash that killed at least 57 people, accused of routing the freight and passenger trains going opposite directions onto the same track. Iran's leader speaks out, calling for the death penalty for anyone who poisons schoolgirls.
There have been suspected chemical attacks at more than 50 schools in Iran in the past 4 months. Social media flooded with videos of upset parents and girls in emergency rooms. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says if the incidents are shown to be deliberate, they'd be an unforgivable crime. But there are no details about what chemicals may have been used or who could be behind it.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Four Americans are missing in Mexico, have been since Friday. The FBI says they drove across the border from Texas, then were attacked, held at gunpoint, possibly kidnapped, last seen in the city of Matamoros. President Biden went to Selma, Alabama, ahead of tomorrow's 50th anniversary of the attack on civil rights protesters in Selma, Alabama.
They forced the country to confront the hard truth and to act to keep the promise of America alive.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Uncle Sam wants you, but is having a hard time finding young Americans wanting to join the military. The Army was 25% short of its recruiting goal last year.
Last month, Army Secretary Christine Wormuth spent several days at the Chicago Military Academy to get feedback on what needs to change to increase recruiting numbers. Recruiters say they need greater access to high school students and admitted the atmosphere in America's secondary schools for recruiting can be hostile. Other Army leaders say that surveys show younger people don't view the Army as a reasonable choice because they don't want to die or get injured. Wormuth told college leaders during a meeting that the decision of whether to serve or not should not be characterized as college or the Army, saying many do both. But she admits recruiting numbers won't rebound to desired levels in just a single year. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, not moving much, coming off last week's gains. In the NBA, Memphis star Ja Morant missed his first game after being sidelined for at least two games after a social media post that appears to show Morant brandishing a gun. His Grizzlies lost to the LA Clippers 135-129. Two former Nets teammates traded away from Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant faced off against each other on their new teams.
Durant driving on Hardaway. Pull-up jumper. Durant got it! And Phoenix has a two-point lead. 35 for Durant.
Courtesy ESPN, Durant's jumper with 12 seconds left gave Phoenix a 130-126 win. Durant finished with 37, Irving 30 for Dallas, and Luka Doncic 34. Dallas falls to 2-5 in games that Doncic and Irving play together. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
On the NASCAR track on Fox.
Here they come to the flag.
Ooh.
William Byron will lead his 175th lap of the day and take the checkered flag in Las Vegas. Unbelievable.
And I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.